The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home, your world is limitless.
Good morning, all. Hands perfectly sanitised this morning at 4 minutes past nine. It is Monday morning, the 21st of September 2020. Beautiful day in Dublin, Ireland, which is good news. And the text number is now officially open for business. That's 51551, and you can email ryan@rte.ie. How are you today, and how was your weekend, and are you all right? Pubs. Obviously, that's on the tip of the tongue and the top of the agenda for a lot of people. Good luck to everybody in the pub business who are reopening today around the country, apart from around my neighbourhood. I wish you well. Honestly, I really do. It's been a long time. And here's hoping and praying that you can all do it and do it properly, and that we'll all respect the rules, and then we can all go for pints and relax. And I posted a picture of one of my favourite pints I've ever had, which was standing by a curragh on Roundstone Harbour in a beautiful sunny June early evening with the 12 pins in the background and a pint of creamy Guinness from O'Dowd's pub in my hand. And we were along the Wild Atlantic Way, and I couldn't have been happier. And I thought, that was a beautiful moment. And as I said in the post I put up on Instagram, brighter days are ahead, and we'll be back by that curragh with the 12 pins are going nowhere. And we'll be back there and having that pint in due course. But obviously, all of us in Dublin will be watching. We'll have what's called, as you probably know by now, FOMO, an intense FOMO. I might have to call my GP about my FOMO. You know what it is? FOMO, of course, is fear of missing out. I wish you well / envy you all. So good luck with it all. Be careful and have fun getting there, because God knows you deserve it. That's the truth. Now, mind you, I got a bit, the figures last night were a bit shocking, weren't they? Let's start with a bit of fun today, will we? How about a cat that sounds like he's from Northern Ireland? I mean, you couldn't get more un-COVID than the cat from Northern Ireland. A cat from Northern Ireland. Here's the cat from Northern Ireland. What sort of a cat? This was a tweet by Michael Allen. He says, I swear my brother's cat has a Northern Irish accent. And I thought, this isn't... Could a cat actually sound like it's from Northern Ireland? Well, do you want to find out if it can? Let's just decode the hell out of it all for a moment and just imagine the cat from Northern Ireland. So this little clip begins with the man who owns the cat saying, are you from Northern Ireland? Shall we find out? Or am I talking through my hat? The cat in the hat?
You good boy? Aye? You're a good boy, aye? Aye. Aye.
Why is that funny? Or is it because COVID makes funny things even funnier because you just don't have enough funny enough in your life already? Once more with feeling then, come on. Aye?
You good boy? Aye? You're a good boy, aye? Aye.
Aye. Oh man, that's fun. In my crazy horse head, that's fun. What else have we got for you today? Well, I'm delighted to say, coming up on the programme, I just bumped into him outside, Patrick Frayn, journalist, and among other things, and he's written a book called OK, Let's Do Your Stupid Idea. I was gorging on it over the weekend. It's a beautiful reflection on, you know, I suppose, episodes in his own life, but done with a gorgeous twist of humour and great emotional insight. And he's going to talk to us in a few minutes' time about that. I think you're going to love that book. It's a really lovely compendium of ideas, and it doesn't go on forever, which is great news. And it's perfect length, and even the chapters are quick and insightful and engaging. And it's just a wonderful book. We'll talk about that a little later on. There's a tweet by The Good Room in Cork, at The Good Room Cork, announcing Aoife Scott as part of the Cork Folk Fest Sunday the 4th of October. How about that? And that's good news. And you can get tickets there, uticket.ie. But that's great. Booking fee based on a table of 2 to 5 people. So that's good luck to Aoife. She's one of our favourites. And the gigs are coming and going. We keep trying to, as much as we can, mention gigs and venues like the Lighthouse Cinema, tweeted at Lighthouse D7. Our cafe is open, and our wonderful staff at the ready to serve you takeaway coffee and lovely lunch and cakes and treats, or even a box of delicious warm cinema popcorn. Come in and keep us company. What a great idea. If you're working in an office nearby there by chance, or even from home and you want warm cinema popcorn, or if you're taking a cheeky afternoon off for yourself and you want to watch a movie at home, go to them and get your warm cinema popcorn and then head back out. What a nice thing to do. DLR Libraries. We are currently closed to the public in line with level 3 restrictions, but our staff are still in our branches and we're offering our bag a book service again, so you can collect your reserved items and access our online resources. So head to libraries.dlrcoco.ie. You'll find them online easily enough. And keeping an eye on our friends in the arts, the Minister for Arts, Catherine Martin, has announced that former Managing Director of RTE Radio, Claire Dynan, will chair the new Task Force on Arts and Culture, and that hip-hop artist Denise Chyla, who wowed us all with some style on Friday night, and fiddle player Martin Hayes, who's also one of Ireland's greater talents, they've been appointed to the Task Force, which has been asked to issue an action plan for the sector by the 31st of October 2020. It should adopt a solution-focused approach, identify possible policy initiatives or impediments to a robust, sustainable recovery in the sector. OK, I think I understand that. And recommend whole-of-government policy initiatives and blah, blah, blah. You lost me a bit there now in the gobbledygook. But the intentions are good and good luck to them all. Simple English, everybody. It's the way forward. But good luck to the task force. And it's in very good hands there with Claire Dynan, who is going to do a terrific job, I've no doubt, running that show. So that's good news. On the retail side of things, Anne was in to said, look, following your opening address on the late on Friday, I was compelled to write this note to you, which says, I work in retail and I honestly believe we are the forgotten sector in the whole COVID era. When I tell you of the abuse we have to take on a day-to-day basis, you would be shocked. It's Saturday afternoon as I stand here in the shop where I work in floods of tears. I'm a female, I'm in my 60s, I've already had 5 customers refuse to use the hand sanitizer provided at the doorway today. I'm not talking about the younger age group here. All of these people were in the kind of 30 to 50 years old age group. As I tried to explain the need to sanitize, I was laughed and sneered at. In my case, I'm on reduced hours and unfortunately my employer is not passing on any allowance he is receiving from the government to me or my colleagues. I know for certain this is happening in a lot of small businesses. Although these employers are receiving lots of grants and assistance, the employees are suffering huge losses in their incomes and have no choice but to go to work and suffer the abuse for very little reward. So please, can you appeal to your audience, Ryan, on the need to sanitise, wear a mask upon entry to a shop? Even within a shopping or a garden centre, we can only control the safety in our shops within the shopping centre, not what goes on outside our shop entrances. We do not deserve the abuse. All we're trying to do is keep the customer and ourselves and our families safe. So thank you and thanks for your nice words there, Anne, overall. But happy to read that out just as a gentle reminder to people to go easy on. If you don't want to play by the rules, don't blame other people. I think that's probably a fair point. But speaking of libraries, the Irish book borrowers, according to the Times, the Irish book borrowers are going online at a faster rate, with more titles downloaded from a library app so far this year than during all of 2019. And this is the Borrowbox app to download ebooks and audiobooks on mobile devices, and it's proving to be a massive, massive hit. I won't get into the numbers because it's nothing more boring than numbers, but this is the 5 most popular ebooks downloaded from Irish libraries are The Man Who Didn't Call by Rosie Walsh. I have to say that I haven't heard of that, but it's obviously massively popular. The Beekeeper of Aleppo, which a lot of you will have read. Normal People, ditto. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, they keep going. And The Man from St. Petersburg by Ken Follett, another book I haven't read. And the audiobook chart is dominated by female authors. The Harry Potter series, the most popular. Becoming by Michelle Obama and The Tattooist of Auschwitz by Heather Morris, who we had on the programme here, hugely popular. The 3 most popular books checked out in Galway since March are Shadowplay, one of my favourites by Joseph O'Connor, and Tati by Christine Dwyer Hickey, and Normal People in the mix there too. Text 51551. Ryan, yes, says Paula in Bettystown, the Northern Irish cat. You made a Belfast woman laugh out loud. Did I? I'm glad though, that's good news. First day of my retirement, says the text, 45 years ago today, I walked into the Richmond Hospital, properly called St. Lawrence's in Dublin 7, and since 1982, I worked as a midwife in Wexford General. Over 1,200 babies later, all done. Congratulations. That deserves a round. That's absolutely. Happy, that's a big day. Congratulations. treat yourself to a cup of tea at home on your own. But do enjoy. We had a lovely weekend, says the text, in a very sunny Glenbeigh in County Kerry. Never noticed that amount of D-Reg cars or Dublin accents in the vicinity before. I think I see what you're doing. Yeah, we're not meant to be leaving the border of Dublin, are we, at the moment? So that's fair enough. Say congratulations to Kildangan Hurling Club on winning first Tipperary County final yesterday. 105 years old, great place to be, now living elsewhere, but a proud Kildangan man, says Shay. Delighted, congratulations. We had an amazing weekend, says Dave in Galway, with the great weather. Yes, no rain in Galway. What? Lovely mirror installation at the Cladda with the famous Galway hooker boats. I've sent some photographs on Instagram, so I hope you enjoy. Thank you. Stay safe, everyone. Let's appreciate the simplicity. Here, here. And can you just mention, says Shane in Waterford, yes, Shane, the amazing achievement of Sam Bennett. Yes, I can. In the Tour de France yesterday. Wonderful performance and gives us a lift during these strange times. If you haven't seen the video of his grandfather, I have. I have. Tip FM sent it out and I got a look at it last night. And sure enough, there he is shouting at the TV. I think he's close to 90 years old, Sam's granddad. But there's great pride and I'm delighted for his family and for Sam. They're obviously an emotional family and that is a really healthy, lovely thing to see. And with any luck, we'll be having the company of Sam on the Late Late Show this week. And that would be lovely because if ever a man deserves a lap of honour, it's Sam Bennett. It's a great, shining, happy, blood, sweat and tears story for this week and for this year that the country needs, and it's a really beautiful thing. So well done to Sam. I'm delighted for him. There's an Irish man working as a leprechaun mascot for the Notre Dame or Notre Dame Fighting Irish football team in the US. Are we all good with that? I'm surprised he hasn't been cancelled yet. Anyway, he's from Derry and his name is Conal Fagan. He's known as Leprechaunal. He's the 2020 mascot for the football team. He says it's such a prestigious position, which is nice. So having that culture and that heritage and knowing I'm part of that is something pretty special. He's been the team's leprechaun since 2018 and his job involves wearing a green suit and hat, cheer on the crowd of the games and supposedly bring magical powers and good luck to the Notre Dame team or Notre Dame team. And there's a picture of it's essentially he's Darby O'Gill jumping around the pitch. And that's fine. Should people dress up as, you know, zebras and cats and dogs for these teams? He's doing the leprechaun thing. And we this will divide the team into either team us listening into either now we're a bit beyond the leprechaun Notre Dame, we could think of something a bit more appropriate, or lads, he's only having the crack, leave it alone, don't go changing. Anyway, that's what Connor's doing and he's booked lepping about the place, happy as Larry. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I'd only watched a documentary about her in the last year, passed away at the weekend at the age of 87. An icon, a liberal icon, but also kind of a style icon. I remember going to one of my favourite bookshops on the planet Earth called the Strand Bookshop in New York. I go there like a priest would go to a church and pay my respects anytime I'm in that beautiful city. And they have, you know, bookmarks and fridge magnets and all that. And her silhouette is enough, the glasses, the hair, to jump out of people. As I say, they love her over there. Well, most people do, depending on the side of the political fence you're on. She was nicknamed the Notorious RBG after the Notorious B.I.G., who was also from Brooklyn. And so she's passed away. But it has turned the election, not quite on its head, but it has changed things enormously over there because the Trumpers will be out in big numbers now to try and guarantee that he gets that appointment onto the Supreme Court to tilt the balance to the right. And the Democrats, who have a propensity to sulk and not come out sometimes, I think, a la Bernie last time, may or may not come out in the big enough numbers, thereby securing Donald Trump 4 more years in the White House. I think that's looking more likely than not at this point, unless people get there together. Now, 51551. Poor old Shia, the president's dog, has died. Michael D. Higgins' dog, one of them. He's got these two beautiful dogs who I've met a few times. And I posted a picture of myself with Shida on Instagram at the weekend. And beautiful response from people because they are. These dogs are like the first dogs, like the first lady, the first dogs of the country. And I got a lovely email in from Charlotte to say, I saw your gorgeous tribute on Instagram to President Higgins' dog, Shida. And the outpouring of sympathy online over the weekend was beautiful and seemed to bring everyone together as a nation. And on Sunday, while I was out for a stroll in Phoenix Park, right, Charlotte, we passed the gates of the Arse, only to discover a beautiful package addressed to Brode Higgins. This is the remaining dog, care of Michael D. Higgins, and it contained dog toys and treats, as well as a note from another dog called Walter, who was expressing his sympathies with Brode and the Higgins family, and the hamper contained some of Walter's favourite treats to cheer Brode up. And it warmed my heart. Here's the photo. It made my day. And then the children picked flowers for Brode and left them at the gate. It was a kind gesture to carry out. And sure enough, there's the picture. I posted the letter and the picture up there on Instagram this morning, so you can see it for yourselves. It's very pretty and very kind. So well done to Walter. And in fact, when I put that picture up, Walter got straight on to me. The dog got the paws out onto the phone, the dog phone, the dog and bone, and got in touch to say, yep, that's me. That was me. Just wanted to do my bit. And you did a lovely thing, Walter. So between cats and dogs, friends, it's going to be one hell of a week. It's 9:20. We are open for business. Love that. That's the Beatles. From Let It Be, Two of Us. I just thought that was a nice, easy on the head Monday morning tune. Just spotted these words on the wall of my grandson's play school this morning. Says Marion in Cove, be kind, be yourself, be brave, be silly. Hear. Thought it was worth sharing at the start of the week. Funny. Christy Moore played the global live stream from National Concert Hall, says Lyre, on Saturday night. It was outstanding. It was an amazing gig to attend, even from home. He was his usual self. He made us laugh, cry, and everything in between. I just wanted to send a simple congratulations. I'm delighted for him. And that's the future for now. Big concert like that, live stream, and then set it up in your kitchen or wherever, whatever way you want to do it. And have fun getting there. Your response to that 60-year-old lady whose employer is not passing on the relevant payment and is being abused by morons for asking them to sanitize was very measured. Me, I'd tell them to shut their mouths, do what's asked, or take a hike. Yeah, wouldn't you though sometimes? We have to keep the head. That's the only problem. I just drove through Cornamona on my way to Uachtaráid and spotted Guinness lorry delivering to O'Malley's bar. Things looking good, says Paddy. Yeah, I've had a pint or two there, and you're in for treats. And good luck to everyone in the hood there. Justin says, looking forward to hearing Patrick Frayne. Good. Can't wait for his book. He's the only journalist alive who constantly makes me snort my tea out of my nose, laughing out loud when I read his column. There's a nice kindness to him. He doesn't have an edge or a side to him that's kind of needling and nasty. It's just a... It's good eggery as far as I'm concerned. Irish Popcorn is a family-run business, I presume, based in Wicklow, supplying cinemas all over Ireland. I didn't know that. That's great news. They also supply rental to small shops that would like to sell cinema-quality popcorn made in Wicklow. Just give us a shout-out. Of course I will. I didn't know that. I'm Irish Popcorn. You're in. I look forward to seeing you in action someday. I'd like to go to a popcorn making factory, weirdly. Can you please congratulate the under 15 Cush Vrija hurling team who won their county final yesterday at Walsh Park against Tramore, coming from a 10-point deficit at halftime to win by 4 points after extra time. Holy smoke. Really proud of this team and their mentors who battled to the end, never giving up. Thanking you from the proud mam and dad, Lisa and David Henley from Tallow. Oh, that was some comeback. Currently completing a very hard Strand shop. Oh yeah. Bookstore, Jigsaw. Oh, I went back in November on your recommendation and equally loved it. Good on you. I'll send you a photo of the finished result. Thank you, Ronan. Jigsaw. Why did I mention Jigsaw? I was walking the pier over here, and a woman said to me, are you sure the toy show is going to happen this year? I said, listen to me. I said, if it means I'm standing in front of a camera on my own doing a jigsaw, the toy show is going to happen. So by hook or by crook, fear not, it's going to happen. Now, it won't be just me and a jigsaw. It's going to be enormous. Not the jigsaw, just the whole thing. But don't even doubt it. Big thank you to the Army staff running the Aviva COVID test centre. My daughter had the test yesterday, says a text, and they were kind and professional, excellent and slick operation. Good on them. And I'm sure lots of your listeners, as Fiona Lee, enjoyed Christy Moore's concert solo from the National Concert Hall on Saturday night. What a super evening of music. It was a little piece of heaven on a lockdown Saturday. And it must have been weird for him singing to an empty concert hall. But nevertheless, his performance was superb. wanted to say thank you, Christy. So all Christy's fans are out today to say thank you, and rightly so. He's an extraordinary person. And I see my favourite programme of last year, well, one of them anyway, Succession, did very well at the Emmys, winning Outstanding Drama Series, Lead Actor in a Drama for Jeremy Strong, Outstanding Writing for Jesse Armstrong, Outstanding Directing is in there too. So they just won heaps of awards. I'm glad. A programme I don't watch called Schitt's Creek did very, very well indeed. Got loads and loads and loads and loads and loads and loads of awards. But the guys upstairs assure me it's really good and well worth a look at. So that's good. Thank you for that. What do we do now? We'll take a break and then let's talk to Patrick. Yes, we'll do that.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
I cannot sing. I'm doing lessons at the moment for the toy show, but that's another day's work. Patrick, thanks a million. Gosh, we're hurtling towards goodbye time, so why don't I take this break as well? Back in a minute. What a lovely man Patrick Frayn is. I must say, great company there. I enjoyed that immensely and I hope you did too. His book is called OK, Let's Do Your Stupid Idea, and you just won't go wrong with it. It's gorgeous. Now, reasonable expectation of consideration, says the text. It's not too much to ask. When out, put on a mask. We shouldn't have to ask. Protect yourself and help save the nation. Yes, indeed. Won't lie, says the text. I had tears in my eyes when I watched Sam Bennett's family and his grandfather. Can I thank him and his family for bringing happy tears and giving us a lift in what's been a terribly hard time for everyone? Yeah, well, that's the truth. And good luck to Garda Kieran Shields and Dave O'Reilly. Yes, great guys. Starting their cycle from Loch Mask in Mayo to Dublin and back on a tandem this morning. 600 kilometres for the Irish Red Cross. So head to idonate.com/the long way round. Good luck, lads. And make sure you give them a round of applause along the way. People saying, Mary in Cork saying, you got to watch Schitt's Creek. It's one of the most feel-good programmes ever made. Watch it from episode one. See how this eccentric, funny family, oh, that sounds very familiar, and their relationships evolve. There isn't an unkind thing about it. No vulgarity, no bad language. It's just genuinely funny, old-fashioned, good for the heart stuff. Boom, that's just what we need today. Thanks indeed for all of that. All right, stay tuned for Claire Byrne. She's a busy woman today, no doubt. Good luck to her and her team tonight as Claire Byrne Live returns. We'll talk to you tomorrow between 9 and 10. Thanks for listening. Mind yourselves.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.